You know you like that guy, but he doesn't seem to be interested. You want to get him to ask you out, but he doesn't seem to be taking the hint. And the braver you get showing him your interest, well, the less he seems interested. Ugh, the friend zone. Yes, friends and neighbors, we are talking about the worst place to be, the friend zone. And today's topic is, of course, how to go from friends to lovers, and hopefully not the other way around. Because that's just one of the most dreaded places in the universe. It's that place where relationships seem to go to die, the friend zone. If you're like most people, you may have visited the friend zone once or twice in your life. I know I have, and it's just not a fun place to be hanging out. You remember that scene in When Harry Met Sally, the movie, when they talk about how men and women can't be friends because the sex always gets in the way? I think there's a lot of truth to that. It's either awkward or awesome, depending on whether or not you've gotten him into bed yet or not. Hey, maybe the guy you want is just a little bit on the shy side. He needs a little push to finally step over that line and finally step up and ask you out. And, well, darned if you're going to have to do it, right? Would you like to escape the friend zone? Do you want to get that guy to wake up to the beautiful you that's right there in front of him? Well, let's talk about some of the ways you can go from friends to lovers with a guy. Without humiliating yourself, without doing his job for him, and, well, all that. Let's just jump right in with friends into lovers. Accept that risk. One of the things we don't always consider is that the start of being lovers means crossing an invisible line that you just can't go back, right? Once you pull the lover switch, you can't flip it back to friends very easily. Now, it's possible if you're both very mature emotionally and you're both okay with the risks and the jealousy, but it's really not that likely. And really, that's the hardest part of it all, right? That you're both okay with the risks and handling that jealousy. You should ask yourself, if it doesn't work out for us and we were to try to be friends again, could I handle him dating somebody new? And the opposite is true as well. Could he handle it with you? Feelings are never clean. They're always messy. No matter what you think going in, be prepared for challenges along the way. Oh, and make sure he's into the plan as well. It can't be just your idea to turn this romp into an affair. He's got to be on board with the plan as well. So ask yourself now, is it worth the risk? Friends to lovers, get the date first. A lot of people have tried the, I'll sleep with him to get him into my web. You know, that evil laugh. And you know, it can work, but it can also backfire horribly depending on how well the plan was executed. There's also a messy part where you skip the whole dating phase of the relationship. And this is really dangerous on a lot of levels. The first danger is that he will only see you as a sex hookup. I'm sure you've had a few of these guys in your life, right? I'm a guy, and I've actually had them happen to me, believe it or not, yeah. Nothing sucks more than hearing that your crush is talking about their exploits with other people, and then they finish up with a, hey, want me to come over later? Well, now that you're pushed into desperation, of course, you can't resist the temptation, even if you know it's not helping your cause. Talk about conflicting feelings. The next danger is that you skip the bonding process that leads to love. Yeah, that's one big, huge one. You see, men fall in love in a very predictable pattern. We need the courtship phase to stir up our hormones and our chase drive. If you skip over this vital part of the process, a man will not become chemically and emotionally bonded to you. Yeah, it's true. This hormone cocktail of dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and adrenaline is required. It's absolutely required for a man to fall in love with you. Science has proven this time and time again. It's one of the reasons that men are so much harder to get to commit these days. They've been spoon-fed a hookup culture that lets them get quick sex with no attachment. Swipe you in and out of bed. Doesn't it feel like that sometimes? Well, the key here is to be sure to not settle for sex first as a way to sneak in the back door of a relationship. It might seem like an attractive way to lure him into your life, but it can and often will backfire on you. From best friends to boyfriend, don't change for him. It's a cliche of life, but one thing you don't ever want to do is to launch a relationship and try and change him as a way to make it work. First of all, if you need to change to make it work, it better be in a direction that you were already going. And if that is the case, maybe it's better to make the change first to make sure it sticks. Second, if you have to change to make it work, well, it might be asking too much. Relationships start from a baseline of acceptance, not dissatisfaction. If I have to change who I am to make the relationship work, it's not a relationship that's true. It's a relationship that's been started on the premise of a lie. And if he has to change for you, this goes double, all right? Don't take on any works in process. This is something women tend to do much more frequently than men. As someone once told me, never fall in love with potential. Fall in love with the person right here and now that's in front of you. Because that's all you can really count on. Everything else is a hope, a promise, and nothing you can bank on. Okay? Relationships are uncertain enough, even when you know what's going on going in. Don't compound that with starting one based on a fantasy of a future that may never come to pass. From best friends to boyfriend, take it slow, but with passion. Yeah, one mistake I see all the time is when a couple starts from a friendship, but they figure they can skip all the parts at the start. They jump right in at almost married, which is actually the furthest thing from reality. When you turn that friendship into something romantic, you need to pay attention to not get lazy. All romantic relationships have to start with the spark of passion. And if you jump into comfy mode with him too quickly, or you let him get too comfy too quick, you'll lose the most exciting and important part of the process. So take it slow. You've got a possible lifetime together, so get it right. From best friends to boyfriend, get him to ask you out now. Okay, so you did all the ugly pre-work. How do you get this boy to step up and ask you out? First off, make your paths coincide at every opportunity. The more times you encounter him, the more you're going to stick in his mind. You see, most people fall for someone that is in their circle of friends and usually relatively close in proximity as well. I think I saw a study somewhere where they said that the average person will meet somebody within, just a few miles radius of their house, which is pretty crazy if you think about it, because even in big cities, this is actually true. So the more times he sees you, the more his subconscious mind will start to wonder, why not? And next, become a sex object. Look, I know this one is going to sound so politically incorrect that I'm likely to get lynched the second I leave my house this morning, but it's true. Every romance starts with a sexual spark. That spark is sexual, not friendship, not platonic, not neutered of all gender charge. Men are sexual objects to women, and women are sexual objects to men on some level. And that's the trigger of passion that gets things started, okay? What also needs to happen is, of course, that we need to take that sexual spark from sexual object to deeper human connection. Don't worry, that'll happen if you follow my playbook, of course. It happens naturally anyways. Let yourself be sexy around him. Show a little cleavage. Give him an eyeful of your femininity. That's going to trigger the desire in him that you want. And eventually that desire will evolve into deeper love from him. And lastly, get him committed. Commitment from a man's heart is not as hard as, well, it's not as hard to get as you might suspect. Commitment is a clear and open channel into any man's heart and soul. The problem is that most women don't know the path to get there, which is why so many men hem and haw about being part of a couple, right? Mr. Complainer about being in a relationship. Well, he really does want to be there. And of course, that's why so many men are so easy about keeping you at a distance and keeping you pushed away. When I Google the word commitment online, what I get is a definition that says the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc., or an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Interesting, huh? There's two sides to that word. Commitment means both being dedicated to something and being less free. How do you think that resonates with a man? Unfortunately, it doesn't. It's one of the worst concepts to a guy is to have his freedom curtailed or cut back in some way. And it's not that he's looking to go out and get laid every week. In fact, most men don't want that. They want to be true to one woman. They want to have one quality relationship that he can deepen both sexually and emotionally. He wants your trust. He wants that connection with you. However, men don't go out broadcasting that. That's not what we're going to put out there. And before you ask yourself, but Carlos, why? It's just because. It's just the way it is. Because every man could ask the same question of you. Why do women need that commitment so quick, so soon? Why are they looking to pin us down and get us to marry them? Well, you can come up with plenty of reasons to sound great to you for that, but they don't sound so great to him, and vice versa. His reasons won't sound so great to you. So the best you can do is to accept them and get ready to move on and move forward anyways. We are never going to see eye to eye on every single thing. But one thing we can agree on is that we both want that kind of committed and caring relationship. So how do you get it, and how do you convince him that he wants it? Well, that's what I decided to finally study and figure out. I took a look at all the factors that are rolled up in this big ball of commitment. I created a program that basically explains commitment from a man's point of view and from your point of view and how to get it from him. I call it complete commitment, because I believe that's what you want from him and what he wants to give to you, if you know how to get it. Most women don't get it because, well, they don't go about it the right way. I'm sorry to say. It's just the way it is, ladies. And this is the way that you, yes, you, can get past it and get that commitment you want. There is a path to it if you know what he's looking for, if you know what he wants. And I'm going to show it to you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment, and learn how a man views commitment and what he needs in order to give it to you. It's not as hard as you think if you know what he wants. As Z wrote to me just a few days ago, she says, "Hey Carlos, I got 3 of your programs. These programs are amazing. They're very eye-opening. Your programs empower me in those areas I did not know how to handle. Love them. I want to give you that opportunity to learn from your mistakes and do better this time. Get the man you want without all that ridiculous emotional hand-wringing and the heartache, all that stuff that you just don't want to have." Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And I'll be talking again very, very soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Go on over, check out the video. It's very eye-opening and enlightening. You're going to learn about this thing called the Cupid Effect. I'll be talking again next time. As always, live and love with what? With passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.